Talking about the launch of your poetry book, The Abandoned Sandy Shoe.
And Other Chinks in the Curtains of Life.
Is the full title. Philosopher on Tap. You go under that. No, that's the website name.
It's the web. Philosopherontap.com.
That's you, really. We've heard a couple of the poems from. In terms of publishing, I mean, you spoke about the fact that you would never get published because nobody knows who you are. Nobody would want to publish an unknown person, an unknown poetry book. So in terms of doing it yourself, how simple was that?
It's surprisingly simple, actually. In fact, the paper book was simpler than the e-book, which is sort of counterintuitive. Because with the paper book, all I had to do was size it to A5, which is the size of the book, and create a PDF, which for your listeners, you know, it turns it into a certain type of document, and upload it, and hey, I was away. The e-book took an awful lot longer. I needed help because it uses all sorts of internet technology that just using Microsoft Word, as I do to write the stuff, causes all sorts of problems, and I sort of wouldn't have been able to do that on my own, but really easy. And I've been quite lucky with this, actually, because this is a German publisher. The book's going to be available on all the main, you know, Kindle and Barnes & Noble and all this stuff I've never heard of, actually. But I'm lucky because this is a German publisher that a company called the London Book Review put me in touch with. And this is their first book in the UK, right? They're just launching. So they're really keen on giving me lots of help with publicity. And tomorrow there's a press release going out to all of the main publishing journalist-y types in London. And so I'm hoping that I'm going to get a nice lot of publicity on the back of it. But it was really straightforward. And the beauty of it is, if you publish your own book, and a lot of authors who have been with existing publishers are moving to self-publishing because the deals you can get are actually much better. For example, it's really good to get 10% royalties out of the sales of a book in a normal print version. With that, I get £2.50 out of every £8, right? So that's 30%, right? And with the e-book, I get 80%. So I need to sell a lot of books to retire.
But you're having to pay up front, are you?
Well, not for the e-book. Only £20 for the ISBN number. And for these 100 off, I've ordered 100, which cost me £4 each. Okay, so I've had to pay £400 out, but I'll easily sell 100 just through friends, you know. And people will then be able to order it on what's called print on demand. So they just order it, and the publisher prints one, and it appears in the post a few days later.
Let me talk about the technology, because we often talk to you in your day job guys, yeah. Running a business internet service provider.
Yeah, Timico.
The technology. I mean, you spoke about this, that you can easily upload these things now, and there are people geared up for this, wanting you to self-publish, aren't they?
Yeah.
In terms of the technology that you've been using and the social media that you've been using to generate interest about this, you obviously know how far you can push this and what you need to do.
Boy, have I been pushing it. But I mean, you're right. This people sell more e-books than they do print books these days. And I originally wasn't thinking of doing a print copy, but I thought it'd be nice to have something. But everything I figured would be pushed on social media. I've used Twitter and Facebook. I've got a site called Eventbrite, which is a ticket sales site. Okay, and so the tickets are free. But if you want to order a book in advance for picking up on the night, then I'm charging £8 through that site. So it's a means for me to actually collect cash into my bank account without being a business, really.
But the technology continues, because on the night you are going to be broadcasting this on YouTube.
Yeah, this is going to be broadcast through, if you've got a Google Plus account, which it's easy. If you've got Google Mail, you've got a Google Plus account. It's going to be broadcast simultaneously on YouTube, on Google Plus, and on Philosopher on Tap, because it's just so easy to do. And I'll be able to have a few friends in the crowd who also will be able to hang out and hold their phones up and take different video streams of the night. And I will be able to sit there with a laptop, clicking on the different streams there. I will have that now. It's just like being in a normal TV studio,
well,
I imagine.
Well, that's the point I was making. You know, from where you used to be, you know, if you really pushed it, you might be able to self-publish. But then how does anyone know about it?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And because you're across all the technology, you're not only doing the publicity for it, you're running your own, effectively, your own television channel.
Yeah, and that TV programme will then be there forever on YouTube, because as soon as it's finished, YouTube saves it, and it's there, and you can edit it, or add introduction bits and whatever you like, but, you know, hey, and it's really powerful stuff. You know, I'm hoping, you know, obviously, my hope is that a lot of people will like this stuff, and people will want to buy it and listen to it and attract traffic to the site. And there's going to be a shop on the site where you can buy the book. I mean, you can even buy T-shirts. I'm using a site called Cafe Press, which do self-print T-shirts to order. So there's a Philosopher on Tap abandoned Sandy Shoe T-shirt and a mug and a bag and all sorts of stuff that you'll be able to have. And it's all thanks to the internet and the ability to do everything online, really.
Yeah, which is amazing.
It is.
This is amazing. Okay, this is this week, this Wednesday.
Wednesday, 8th of May, 8 o'clock, Morning Star, live stream on the internet. And
it feels like I'm, you know, giving too much prominence to this, but part of it is the fact that this is an example of what you can do.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What you can do with the technology surrounding it as well. And all under the guise as well of the Lincoln-inspired festival, which is taking place all this week, and there's all sorts of other things happening, which we'll be talking about over the coming days.
And I've got a jazz band there as well.